Ketchikan High School students are travelers. They travel for sports, music, student government. Before now, volunteer chaperones did not have to go through any official screening before accompanying students on overnight trips. Starting this school year, that won't be the case.
I believe in having the safest environment for our students as we can, and if this is just another tool for that, I'm totally in favor of it.
I think it's smart.
Yeah, I'm all for the policy. I think it's a good thing.
Those are board members Ralph Beardsworth, Misty Archibald, and Dave Timmerman. The entire board agreed that student safety is the main priority. But there were some questions. Here's board member Colleen Scanlon.
I'd like to know how we're paying for it, number one, and if it ain't broke, why change it? We've been doing school-sponsored trips for 100 years and have not required background checks, and now all of a sudden we are.
Superintendent Robert Boyle said the details of exactly how much the background checks will cost and what funds the district will use to pay for them are not certain. He said most of the chaperones on student trips are school employees who have already gone through background checks. He guessed there might be around 30 or 40 volunteer chaperones each year who would need to be screened.
The cost of doing the security check ranges from about a little under $100, 80-some dollars, up to in the hundreds of dollars. It all depends on how many last names they've had and how many places they've lived.
That's school district HR manager Rick Rafter. One other question Scanlon posed, will background checks make it more difficult to get volunteers to chaperone school trips?
If somebody doesn't want to go on a trip because they're worried or don't want to take a background check, I probably don't want that person traveling with at least my kid.
That's Timmerman, and the rest of the board agreed, including Scanlon. They unanimously voted to accept the policy update and decided not to bring it up for a second reading. The board also accepted two state-funded grants. The Digital Teaching Initiative grant for more than $800,000 is meant to connect Ketchikan School District's online classes with school districts on Prince of Wales Island and Metlakatla. The Obesity Prevention and Control grant of $150,000 funds more health-related positions for the district, including a PE teacher and wellness coordinator. Three new school district staff introduced themselves at the meeting. Shannon Sines is the new curriculum director. Her husband James Sines is assistant principal at Houtling Elementary School. And Ketchikan High School alum Adam Thompson is the new business manager. Also, three new teaching contracts were approved. Darby Minardi at Point Higgins Elementary, Peter Stanton at KIC Tribal Scholars, and Elizabeth Hansen at Tongass School of Arts and Sciences. The next school board meeting is scheduled for August 13th. In Ketchikan, I'm